Everyone has different ideas about prayer. Traditionally, prayer means you put your hands together, bow your head, close your eyes, and ask God for what you want. And if you're in God's favor and you've been good, and if you pray the right way, you just might get what you asked for. That does sound a little bit like Santa Claus, doesn't it? Nevertheless, this is the way people have prayed for millennia. And it is the way many of us prayed, asking God for things when we were children. My prayer when I was a little girl, which I have never shared with any human being until today, it's how much I trust you. My prayer was, God bless Mommy, God bless Daddy, God bless Terry, my sister, God bless me, and God, please help me to be smarter than Einstein. I really can't explain that one. And like I said, some prayers, sometimes we get what we pray for and sometimes we don't. And that is totally fine. I'm really happy with the way it all worked out. Many adults still pray in this way, asking God for help, as in prayers like, God, please heal my mother. God, please let me get this job. God, please send me the right and perfect partner. There's nothing wrong with praying this way. Some of you may pray this way. And if that works for you, that is totally fine. But in Unity, we think about prayer a little differently. In Unity, we pray not to influence or change God, but to change ourselves. You see, we use prayer to shift our consciousness. Through prayer, we connect not with a super being out here to grant our wishes. We connect with the energy and the allness of spirit, whether we call it God or divine mind or infinite intelligence or the oneness of all that is, whatever name, if any, we care to give it. And we connect with that in order to remember the truth of who we are. Because the truth of who we are is a spiritual being having a human experience. You know, we say that in Unity. We say it a lot, but I don't know if we always realize how profound that is. It says that our true identity is not this physical body or this earthly life or this human mind. Our true self is boundless spirit. Boundless spirit just waiting to be unleashed. This is the truth of who we are. When we connect with this, when we know this truth inside of us, it causes miracles to happen. We really do connect with our divine essence, and we energize and activate and quicken the power and presence of God in us. In Unity, we call this the Christ. The Christ is the highest expression of God in humankind. Jesus fully expressed it, epitomized the Christ, but the same Christ potential is in us, in each of us. And in fact, in Unity, we believe that this was one of the key messages of Jesus. Remember him saying, "What I have done, you shall do too, and greater things still." You have the glory of God within you, this amazing, untapped potential. So much of his message was about helping us realize who we are and who we are not. And so with that in mind, when we pray in Unity, our prayer is focused on letting go of limiting thoughts and claiming a higher truth. We use denials to release error thinking, and we use affirmations to state truths of higher awareness. So for example, if you are sick, your prayer, a Unity-style prayer, might be, "I deny that this illness has any power over me. My mighty currents of healing energy are moving through me right now, touching every cell of my being, restoring me to full and vibrant health. And if we're looking for a partner in life, our prayer might be, I deny any thought that I am unworthy or in any way not enough. I am loved. I am lovable. I radiate the love of spirit and attract to me the right and perfect soulmate. You see, it's a very different kind of prayer. And this may seem sort of foreign to you, and if it is, and you're wanting to sort of learn more about it, have more experience with it, I encourage you to get with one of our prayer chaplains, or with me, or if we're not available, call Silent Unity, 1-800-NOW-PRAY, and they will pray with you in this way, anytime, day or night, absolutely free. And you will feel that quickening of spirit within you. So when we pray, we are shifting our energy, raising our consciousness, and broadening our perspective. You see, we're getting out of the little me, the limited thinking, and we're expanding out into the allness of God. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who is considered one of the forefathers of New Thought, said it this way in talking about prayer. Prayer is the contemplation of the facts of life from the highest point of view. It is the soliloquy of a beholding and jubilant soul. That's a very different kind of prayer than asking God for a pony, as I did, or a new car, or a better job, or a bigger house. It's a different kind of prayer because it comes from a different place. It's not coming from a place of fear or lack or uncertainty. It's coming from a place of strength and wholeness. It's coming from a place of knowing. This sort of prayer acknowledges what our soul already knows, that we're here for a purpose. We have the seeds of greatness in us, and Spirit will show us the way. It is in this consciousness, this prayer consciousness, this soliloquy of a beholding and jubilant soul, that Reverend Judith Meyer was guided by Spirit to create the study group that eventually became Unity Renaissance. And she knew how to harness the power of prayer to manifest our spiritual home here. You know, when Reverend Judy was leading her congregation, she kept having to move them from one location to another because they kept outgrowing their space. Sound familiar? They kept outgrowing their space, and so they would move and move and move. And she said to me, whenever you get to one level, you must be willing to go to the next level. Isn't that sage advice, even for our spiritual journey? Whenever you get to one level, you must be willing to go to the next level. And the next level for them at that time was to have their own building, to have their own space. And so Reverend Judy was divinely guided, she says actually directed by Spirit to do this, and she led her congregation to purchase this sacred land, almost 5 acres here, and to build this building, this shining, beautiful place, our home. How many of you were here when that happened? Oh, how beautiful. Look at you. So lovely. And of course, Reverend Judy is sitting right here. Stand up, Reverend Judy. I always cry when I see this woman. So amazing. Yes. I feel so blessed. So I asked her, how did all this come to be? You know, how did the pieces come together? And she said that they were walking and holding on to Spirit, walking with Spirit every step of the way. And she said that the right and perfect people showed up with the right and perfect talents at the right time, and everybody gave their gifts freely and with joy. And she said even the investors who owned this land were so excited that they were selling to a spiritual community that they drastically lowered the price. And here we are on Eden Way, for heaven's sake, literally, for heaven's sake. And she also told me that throughout the process, we prayed a lot. Now, don't you know that when they prayed, they were not asking God to build the building. They were not asking God to send the money to build the building. Rather, they were affirming and claiming that this is meant to be, and knowing with all their hearts that it was going to happen. They knew it because it was in the very cells of their being, was it not? They knew it. They were holding a vision that was so clear and compelling. Spirit was in it, and Spirit was magnifying and manifesting through them. This is the power of prayer. When we take that energy and we direct it and channel it to our fondest dreams, amazing things happen. Amazing things have happened. This is what Jesus was referring to, and I believe Reverend Judy and her congregation embodied this fully. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." And so it was. It is ours. Reverend Judy said, "I got the nudge from Spirit that I needed to build this church so we could make the world a better place. I was told to do it, and I did it. And now it is our turn. We are being told. We are being told to do this, and we will do it. We are doing it." We know what that's like. We know what that tap on the shoulder, that pull of our hearts, that sense that, yes, this is meant to be. And in fact, it was always meant to be, wasn't it? It was meant to be from the very beginning. What I hadn't realized is that when Reverend Judy came onto this property and envisioned our facility, she envisioned a much larger building than what we currently have. This building was meant to be the first phase, was it not? Not the final phase. This was just the beginning. And she said, next slide, "This expansion will be the answer to what I first thought of when I saw the property. We bought the beginning of it, but the job of our souls is to complete it." So here we are. So here we are, fulfilling our destiny. You know, Unity Renaissance has had a divine purpose from the very beginning. And every Sunday, Reverend Judy and her congregation would speak the mission statement for the church at that time. It looked like this. It's a little hard to read. They would speak together, and that's what we're going to read together today. And I've put it on another slide so you can read it a little more easily. So I invite you to stand up and join me, and as we speak this, I want you to feel the energy in this. I want you to feel the presence of Spirit in this. Feel it moving through you, through us, through everything that has happened for Uni Renaissance and all that is before us. Speak it from your heart together. Spirit has a purpose, a plan, and a place for us. The Spirit of truth is now at work, revealing the perfect plan. We are divinely guided in our vision, direction, and action. We joyously accept God's will for us, knowing that the kingdom of God is within us and the grace of God is upon us. Our lives blend in divine oneness, and our center is blessed with prosperity and peace. Thank you, Father. The light of the Christ illumines and inspires us. Through working and praying together, we fulfill our purpose and glorify God. Yes, and amen. And amen. Come here.
I hope I can stand up.
I promised her she wouldn't have to speak today, but this little lady started it all, and we're going to fulfill it.
Yes.
And it's happening. It's our destiny. Yes. It's why we're here. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. You may be seated. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Few moments in meditation, and then we have our closing ceremony. I invite you to close your eyes and turn within and breathe in deeply, filling your lungs, your very being with spirit. And release and let go. Turn your attention to that tingling of energy you feel throughout your body. Quickening the Christ presence in you. That beautiful sense of connection with the mission of Unity Renaissance, past, present, and future. I invite you to breathe deeply. And in your mind's eye, envision the end of next year, how it will be to walk down our new corridors, to peer into the classrooms, see them lively and joyful with children learning, to peek into the expanded kitchen and see everyone working safely and joyfully, preparing for us. Look into the multipurpose area, remembering perhaps a gathering that we had there for a special occasion. At times we sat around the tables together and felt our oneness. Walking back by the bathrooms, appreciate that there's no long line. And that those in scooters or wheelchairs are accommodated. Come back in and turn into the fellowship hall, bright, beautiful, filled with light. Smelling the aroma of coffee, looking around at the friendly faces, feeling the warmth and the open-heartedness. We are ready, Spirit. We are ready. And we are willing. I invite you to turn within in a moment of silence, feeling the blessings of this place and the glory of what's ahead. Thank you, sweet spirit, for giving each of us the nudge to be here. For calling to our hearts and our spirits, for opening the way for each of us to give our gifts and to make this world a better place. With such celebration of the past, present, and future of our beloved spiritual community, we're so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Reverend Judy Meyer.